One thing have I asked of this will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, the majesty, the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord. That's the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ. When we continue on and go deeper with Him and get to the point where God, where we have paid the price and we've proved ourselves, and very few are willing to do that, we can experience His glory. Even just finding Him, and staying in the first phase, and is the greatest thing a human being can ever do. God came to earth as a man, justified Himself to the whole world. No man can say anything back to God. We can't cross-question Him anyway. But especially if man, no man can say, can come back with, has nothing to stand on. What I mean is, if, for example, if some man said, oh, look how much I've suffered. This is not right. I don't deserve this. This is not right. I'm not going to, God, why did you do this? I'm not going to, I'm not going to follow you and receive your the Savior. God says, no man can do that. I mean, let me repeat that. God doesn't say this, but no man can do that because God Almighty suffered more than any man. Think of how much Jesus suffered. He didn't just die. I mean, he was every kind of negative treatment. God Almighty's only Son. And so Jesus' sacrifice will be remembered for all eternity, will be a focus in heaven. And in fact, I mentioned, glory to God. When we are in the Old Testament, without the Holy Spirit, the Old Testament doesn't make sense. But when we find the Holy Spirit, we find that's going deeper with Jesus Christ. We see all those sacrifices of animals. It all speaks of the sacrifice of Jesus. The tabernacle, 7 locations in the 3 sections of the tabernacle. Now let me just go through them. This is some new information that I haven't shared. There's the gate, the altar, the laver, which had water, the lampstand, which had the light, showbread. We all love these things, right? These are staples. Water, light, bread, food, and then incense, and then the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Again, without the Holy Spirit, we're looking at all that and we're thinking, okay, this is all just, this is very kind of far off, and it seems religious. It's not religious at all. It's God's message to us. This is how we, of a roadmap to finding, to fellowship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. The gate is Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. They called the gate the way, the outer court, the way, the truth, the life. He's the gate. Remember Jesus even said, I am the gate. I mean, He said it right there as plain as can be. How could we miss that? Jesus is the gate. Then the altar. That's where animals were sacrificed, and that speaks of His sacrifice on the cross. The laver, okay, it has water. Well, what do we notice in the Bible when it talks about water? Jesus said, I'll give you living water. Water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, and also a symbol, water is a symbol of the Word of God. So both of them, you know, this God and His Word are one. The fourth place, the lampstand, okay, that's light. What does light do? Well, it enlightens us spiritually to know what to do His will. That speaks of His will. Showbread, the fifth thing. Okay, what is bread? Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. And then He said, He gave the bread and the wine. Remember the Last Supper, so important. Such truth there. And so this speaks of us surrendering our body as a living sacrifice. We offer our body to Him, and we receive His body. Amen. Amen. So in one sense, and just God, Jesus giving Him the bread, okay, you eat bread, well, that's His body. His body becomes our body. We die. Amen. The next place, incense, which is worship, intimacy with Jesus, that speaks of intimacy with Jesus, and then the ark, sacred place, the Holy of Holies, in the Holy of Holies. That's when you hear His voice and you fellowship with Him. So these are, it's incredible. I mean, even if someone just enters through the gate, like I said, just through the gate, just walk in, that's the greatest thing. They're on their way. We just got to continue on. Thanks for listening to Wonder and Reality. Visit our website, wonderreality.org. Blessings, more soon.